Hey, Alexa, play some John Denver.
Just last year, when I was only 7, now I'm almost 8, as you can see. You came home a 11:15 and fell down underneath our Christmas tree. I don't want to see my mama cry.
Alexa, stop.
The Radio Today program with Broadcast Bionics. Innovative solutions for creative radio people.
Season's greetings. I'm Trevor Dan, and that was John Denver, my contribution to your festive fun. A record I've not heard on any other Christmas programs or channels this year. We've got the latest UK radio news as usual and David Lloyd's radio moments to come. But first, a few thoughts from me on 2016. Not a full-scale review of the year, just a brief canter through some of the highs and lows of the past 12 months in the form of a top 10, people and organisations. In no particular order, as they say on Strictly, here are my nominations for the Halls of Fame and Shame in 2016. First up, Sound Digital, who brought us the revivified Virgin Radio, Magic Chill and Talk Radio in a suite of new services, which proved that there's still an appetite for new radio formats in a crowded marketplace. Now, DAB isn't everyone's favourite platform, but it continues to grow, and I've no doubt there'll be more sets, more car radios and more digital listeners again next year. And on a connected note, big cheers for Bauer Media in 2016, who are part of the Sound Digital Consortium and also sustained the Absolute brand and Planet Rock throughout the year. Into the quack quack oops bucket, though, has to go Global Radio's management for refusing to engage with the new radio awards, the ARIAs. I've no doubt their accountants were happy, but I think it was a shame that their talented staff were denied the opportunity of recognition by the radio industry as a whole. In another year, James O'Brien would have walked off with a mantelpiece of prizes for his terrific LBC show. Perhaps with the abandonment of the archivers and the inevitable realignment of radio award shows next year, Global might bring its ball back. I hope so. Roger Cutsforth deserves credit for his work at Radio Academy 2.0. The festival in its new one-day form sold out again. The ARIAs in Leeds were a good start, and there were signs of life in a range of regional sessions. I just wish we could get the old monthly London events back. Perhaps if the Academy and RIG and Radio Centre and Next and TechCon could all cooperate. Well, it's a thought. Next, as we say goodbye to Helen Bowden, who fought a protracted and ultimately successful boardroom campaign to keep BBC Radio independence. My fifth name is Bob Shannon, newly crowned as Helen's successor, while retaining his role as director of BBC Music and his watching brief over the nation's favourite Radio 2. Now, quite what the BBC director of radio does when his boss, James Purnell, is styled director of radio and education remains to be seen. I think I spy the calm and pragmatic hand of Bob Shannon at work in the rehabilitation of Tony Blackburn. Abruptly fired in the aftermath of the Dame Janet Smith report, he's now poised to return to all his BBC roles shortly. Tony's another of my radio people of 2016. A word too for Louisa Patticus and Timothy Watson, who as Helen Archer and Rob Titchener brought a new spark to radio's longest-running soap and helped shine a light on the issues of domestic abuse and coercive control. Several podcasts could have made this list. The Radiolab spin-off More Perfect has been marvellous. 99% Invisible and The Bugle and David Axelrod's Axe Files have been consistently good. But my podcaster of the year is Ira Glass, not just for This American Life, but for his wonderful workshop in London and his entertaining interviews for this podcast. Last but one on my top 10 is Radio Today itself. Congratulations to Roy Martin on the launch and growth of his online station In Radio. Thanks to Stuart Clarkson and David Lloyd for their contributions to this show every week. And a special mention to researcher Hayley Hayes, who's leaving us to do some more real work on talk radio. Well done to her, and if you know anyone who'd like to take on her unpaid role, please let me know. So finally, number 10. You'll notice that I've avoided any mention of Brexit, Joe Cox, Syria, Trump and all the other stories which have made 2016 so harrowing. Sometimes, I don't know about you, this year I found myself turning away from radio bulletins to escape the endless torrent of bad news. But there's a deeper issue with news programmes. I'm worried about how journalism is becoming binary. Today on Radio 4 is just one programme where issues are dealt with in black and white. You're right, he's wrong. We'll leave or remain. You're a patriot, you're a traitor. This kind of thing plays well on Twitter, but radio's better than that, isn't it? Whatever happened to shades of opinion? And please, could 2017 see an end not just to fake news, but to false equivalents? You know the kind of thing. 845 internationally renowned scientists say the Earth is round, but Gary Protheroe of Lobelia Avenue in Stevenage says he's not sure. It's up to you. We can't possibly comment. We're just journalists. Now, you hear this all the time now on radio news bulletins, and it means that some pretty unpalatable and frankly scary opinions are given far too much unmediated airtime.
The Radio Today programme with Broadcast Bionics.
Well, those are my thoughts anyway. High time I shut up and hand it over to someone who really understands what's going on with the latest Radio Today news. Here's Stu Clarkson.
Yes, thank you, Trevor. Here's your pre-Christmas look at the big stories this week from Radio Today. And Team Rock, which has run Team Rock Radio for the last 4 years, has gone into administration. 73 staff have been made redundant across its radio station and magazines, such as Classic Rock and Metal Hammer. The remaining 7 staff stay on to work with the administrators, according to reports this week. Team Rock Radio was on DAB for a couple of years before leaving Digital One. Its online-only incarnation recently went presenter-free, and Team Rock's latest accounts show pre-tax losses of £8.8 million from sales of £6.5 million. 6 jobs, meanwhile, are going at Share Radio. The DAB station says it's making the redundancies as part of measures to cut the burn rate of cash. It also says it's looking for new investors. The former BBC Radio Bristol journalist and presenter Pat Connor is the new director of BBC South West. She'll keep her existing role too as head of development and events at the corporation. Pat's career has also seen her work on Radio 4 dramas and as head of specialist and mainstream music programmes at Radio 1. Off-peak regional shows are off the schedule from January at Free Radio's 4 stations in the West Midlands. New owner Bauer is introducing Big City One networked programmes, which will air weeknights 7 till 6, Saturday 6 a.m. till 2 p.m, then from 6 p.m. through the night, and Sunday 6 till 12 and 4 p.m. through till 6 a.m. Monday. Presenter changes, and Tina Hobley is taking over drive time on Smooth Radio London from the new year. She replaces Anthony Davies, who's moving to the US with his family. Tina's been doing a weekend show on Smooth for 3 years and is well known as well for her acting roles in Coronation Street and Holby City. Another soap star getting a daily show is Gemma Atkinson from Emmerdale, previously of Hollyoaks and Casualty. She's joining Key 103 Breakfast alongside Mike Toulon and Matt Haslam from February. Another change there sees Sophie Wright take over from Adam Catterall on Key 103's Late Show. Jack FM Oxfordshire's award-winning Caroline Verdon is heading for Leeds. She's replacing Scott Makin on the 10 till 2 weekday slot on Radio Air. Tom Deacon is leaving Capital South Coast Breakfast after 18 months on the show. Co-host Emma Real Davis and producer Jono Holmes will stay on. Tom says he's off to get back into comedy. Now, we told you last week how Spalding station Tulip Radio had shut down because of a shortage of volunteers. Well, news this week, it's going back on air in the new year. The community service has been rescued by Peterborough charity Harrowwood Media, which says it'll relaunch the FM station on January the 2nd. And Tony Blackburn's new Radio 2 show is going to be called The Golden Hour. He starts on Friday nights from the 6th of January. We've also heard this week he'll be back on BBC Radio Berkshire earlier the same day, and he'll also be back on his BBC Radio London Sunday lunchtime slot from New Year's Day. That's it for this week. I'm Stuart Clarkson. Have a very Merry Christmas from everyone here at Radio Today.
Thank you, Stuart. Radio moments after this.
Your best content, shareable and discoverable on any platform. Oasis from Broadcast Bionics helps you build a closer relationship with your listeners. Welcome to the social studio at bionics.co.uk. Radio
Moments. Now, owing to industrial action, we can't bring you this week's edition of Radio Moments. Or at least that's the sort of thing that was happening this week in 78. Industrial action from the Association of Broadcasting Staff delayed the implementation of 24-hour broadcasting on Radio 2. A series of wildcat stoppages on BBC television was followed by a two-day strike from December the 21st. Have a listen to this.
Well, we regret now that because of industrial action, we have to leave our advertised programmes at this junction. From now until further notice, BBC Radios 1, 2, 3 and 4 will combine to bring you an all-network radio service on VHF channels and on 1,500 metres long wave.
And at 4 o'clock, this is Paddy O'Byrne at the radio news desk. The BBC radio strike, called by the Association of Broadcasting Staffs, was due to begin a few seconds ago.
John Dunn.
Boom, boom. Hello, good afternoon to you. Yes, John Dunn here. You're listening to BBC Radio, our all-network services. Welcome to you. I shall be with you with loads of music between now and around...
The way it was 38 years ago. And one of those voices you heard there was David Hamilton. David hosted afternoons on Radio 1 and 2, and later just on 2 for years. But this week, 30 years ago, he said his farewells.
That's Marty Webb, and No One Will Ever Know You. That's it. The last David Hamilton music show on Radio 2. Before I go, one or two people I'd like to say thank you to. Thank you to Paulie Walters, my producer, to Steve Allen, the executive producer, to Alison and Jill, our secretaries on the programme. Thank you to all the nice people it's been my pleasure to work with over the years, both at Radio 1 and Radio 2. But above all, thank you to you for keeping me company over the months and years. I shall miss you, but hopefully one of these days I shall come down your way again. From me, David Hamilton, this is our last song together. Sometime, somewhere, we'll meet again. Bye-bye.
David Hamilton bidding farewell to Radio 2. And talking of farewells, we lost JY just a few weeks ago. And this week, 14 years ago, came time for his Radio 2 goodbye.
So the Unchained Melody fading away, and indeed so am I. It's the last programme today, as you well know. I don't want to leave you, it's true to say, but nonetheless, that's what's been decreed, so that's what we have to do. I shall look forward to hearing from you and seeing you, and of course, as I say, you can read me in the Sunday Express from January the 5th, and I look forward to seeing you in theatres and so on. Thank you very, very much for the last 29 years today. I've loved every minute of our time together, and I trust you've enjoyed it as well. Wish you a very, very happy Christmas, very happy and peaceful New Year. God bless, take care. And for the very last time, I fear, bye for now.
Bye for now. The many commercial radio acts who last the course are often overlooked when it comes to the writing of radio history. So let's mark the fact that this week, 3 years ago, we had a farewell at Heart East Anglia. Rob and Chrissy had been together for 14 years. But for Rob Chandler, with all his solo work and his Broadland work, it was 30 years.
And I'm going to miss working with you, Chrissy.
And you, Rob, And have a fantastic Christmas. All the best for 2014.
Yeah.
We've got just one song to play. What have we chosen, Rob?
Well, let's just let it play. It's from us to you. Once again, thank you. Take good care of yourselves. Been a pleasure working with you, Chrissy.
It has been so much fun.
Another turn. Goodbye, Rob and Chrissy from Heart East Anglia. Most people agree that the pirate station which influenced the on-air style of British radio more than any other was Radio London, and that came on air this week in 64.
Chad and Jeremy from wonderful Radio London.
This is wonderful Radio London, where your hearing things, where your hearing.
At exactly 11 o'clock on Wednesday, the 23rd of December, we're hearing now the Candy and the Kisses. And a new number from this sweet, chicky group.
And like most stations, I think Radio London took just a little bit of time to get into its stride, didn't it? But there's nothing quite like the pride radio stations have as they launch, is there? So many aspirations, so much promise. But it wasn't the same in 1932 when the BBC launched the Empire Service.
This is London calling. Sir John Reith, the Director General of the BBC.
For some time we shall transmit comparatively simple programmes. The programmes will neither be very interesting nor very good.
How great is that? And I challenge any radio station now to utter similar remarks when it launches. The voice of John Reith, then Director General, launching what became the World Service.
London, BBC, 英国广播电台.
Happy birthday, BBC World. And 2016, of course, has been a pretty good year for the World Service, with more languages being added. The sound advice that most people offer when you get into radio is that you'll never really succeed until you can be yourself on air. Being yourself, though, and building a close relationship with the listener means you also have to be yourself when life's not going quite so smoothly. 10 years ago, Jenny Murray concluded Woman's Hour with a personal word.
I shan't be around for a while in the new year because I've just been diagnosed with breast cancer. I'll be having treatment in the coming weeks. The prognosis, by the way, is excellent, and I plan to be back as soon as I feel up to it. Do have a lovely Christmas, and I, like you, hope 2007 will be a happy new year.
Jenny Murray, this week in 2006. Jenny returned the following year. Now, have we got time for this? It would be a shame to miss out on this BBC local radio launch this week in 1970. Where are they?
96.7.
Where?
96.7.
Where?
96.7 VHF.
Wonderful VHF, very high frequency, now known as FM. The early BBC stations, of course, weren't on the more popular AM medium wave band, so it was a little bit like launching on DAB only nowadays.
Every day that's local radio on the BBC.
BBC Medway, launching in Chatham 46 years ago. It's now Radio Kent. So, with Simon Mayo ending his run on Five Live Afternoons 7 years ago...
Well, these rumours are 100% accurate.
The launch of Atlantic 252 15 years ago...
To improve your reception of our signal on the long-wave band, you could simply try lifting your radio set and turning it around a little bit.
The last Lisa Snowden appearance on Capital London this week last year.
And I love you all very much. Thank you for having me.
Sarah Cox presenting her final breakfast show on Radio 1 13 years ago, succeeded by Chris Moyles.
Just looking at the lovely pictures on Newsbeat, thank you very much, on their website.
And the brilliant Just a Minute first aired on Radio 4 39 years ago.
Can you tell us something about that in this game starting now?
Those are this week's radio moments. But let's finish this week with a poignant mention for Terry, for it was on the 18th of December, 7 years ago, that he hosted his last edition of Wake Up to Wogan.
It's always been a source of enormous pride to me that you've come together in my name, that you're proud to call yourselves my listeners, that you think of me as a friend, someone that you're close enough to laugh with, to poke fun at, and occasionally, when the world seemed just a little too cruel, to shed a tear with. And the years together with you have not only been a pleasure, but a privilege.
Radio Moments.
Thanks, as always, David Lloyd. Don't forget, we'll have a luxury-length Radio Moments for you next week. And we'll be back with another Radio Today Roundtable on January the 11th. In the meantime, have a great Christmas and New Year. I've been Trevor Dan. Thanks for listening. Ta-da.
The Radio Today programme with Broadcast Bionics, creating and distributing clever software for radio.